for the podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5. Exit 216. If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
What?
I'm frocking.
So if a man grows boobs, are they female or male? We talk about that.
I don't know. It's the Terry and Katz Comedy Show.
Oh, yeah. 672. Welcome to Wednesday. It's hump day.
It is.
We do get political a little bit.
Oh, we did, didn't we?
And flatworms, they fight with their sharp penises.
Yep.
We found that out today.
And
thanks for that.
We wanted to violently shit the bed.
Ooh. Ooh. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Terry and Katz Comedy Show. It's Wednesday, and we do this show 3 days a week, every week, and it's just like before. My name's Terry.
Hello.
And he's Katz.
Yep.
We're going to make Hans like the Flaming Lips. Hans, it's Flaming Lips. Listen, it's... What's this song called? Oh, wait. I did that earlier, and I said that, and he answered me.
I know, that was a beautiful moment.
I know, I wish we were recording, but... Oh, it's just like before.
Yep.
All right, thanks for listening, you guys. Hans, this isn't that bad. This sounds like something you might have... Well, sounds like something Pat would have used to listen to.
Yeah, there you go.
You might have liked Mudhoney. I listened to a little bit of... It sounds a little bit Mudhoney-ish, kind of... Not the vocals at all, but you know what I mean. It's got that alternative...
Yeah,
late 80s
sure.
Alternative feel to it.
For sure.
I kinda
it has
like
that production value, too, I think.
Yeah,
of
this
like
could have been on...
Later 80s kind of...
Yeah, this could have fit right in on, like, Sub Pop 200
punk meeting alternative kind of a thing, I guess. You know,
yeah.
Kind of where, you know, the harder alternative was going, maybe.
Yep. I know, because I never heard
you
this song.
Know Bob Mould.
Is it Mould or is it Mould?
I don't know. He's moldy.
I was wearing my Dead Kennedys shirt with the DK on the front of it their day for day number whatever, shirt number 122 in my WAD said challenge. And Bobby George sent me a thing. They got a knockoff shirt with just the K.
Uh-huh.
They cut the D off.
Oh, nice.
So it looks just like a DK shirt with the D cut off.
Very bold lines.
Yeah. I said, if that's not a shirt, you need to make it one because I want one now. They're still not doing their podcast anymore, so...
Well, the,
we are served
them. Is Husker Du hard at all?
He loved... That's what I was getting at. He loved Bob Mould, he loved Husker Du, and he loved Sugar.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Sugar I would file under easy listening.
Husker Du was...
Just because that was literally the title of one of their albums, file under easy listening.
A lot of people that I know that like punk rock, who are true punk rockers, who like the old school punk, like Black Flag, Dead Kennedys...
Who like Minnesotian...
And
rock.
They like I don't know, like a lot of people that like punk, like even like NoFX and like Green Day's earlier stuff before they got popular, which Bobby used to go see Green Day before they were popular, and I know he used to like them, probably still likes them, but a lot of those people really like Bob Mould and Husker Du, which I never got into them.
And they're Minnesotian.
Yeah, I wonder if he sings like that.
Minnesotian?
Yeah, like he's a Minnesotian.
I don't know.
Like
I had that file under easy listening album. It was a real easy listening album.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever heard Bob Mould or Sugar. Sorry, Bob, B, Jordan. But hey, each to their own. I'm kind of a metalhead. But I listen to other stuff besides metal, though.
Mm-hmm. The Beatles are metal, though.
Ah, I don't know.
They started metal with that one song.
What, Paperback Writer?
Yep. Well, Helter Skelter, kind of.
Yeah, kind of.
You know, you could force it into there. That's what I'm doing, like you're punching a puzzle piece.
If it wasn't
there.
For them, there'd be no Motley Crue covering Helter Skelter.
I know.
So, there's that. What else is there? There's just that.
What's better, the Motley Crue version of Helter Skelter or
the Pat Benatar version?
Guns N' Roses version of Live and Let Die.
Well, actually, to be honest, I think the Live and Let Die cover was pretty damn good.
Right.
I kind of hate Axl's voice a little bit, but...
I kind of hate that song.
Yeah, but I think they did
pretty
good.
I don't think it's a very good song.
No? I was just thinking...
I mean, I guess it...
I was just thinking of James Bond.
It's, yeah, it's not... I hate to say it's unexciting because it, like, you know, symphonically and orchestrationally, it is kind of an exciting song, but I don't know.
Yeah.
It was a boring song to me. I was like, why'd you pick that one?
Yeah, they could have picked a better one. Yeah. But did you know that Pat Benatar did Helter Skelter, too?
That makes sense.
On the same album as Hell Is For Children. Helter Skelter Is For Children.
Hell Is For Children. You got the... Joan Jett was on a show, a talk show the other night.
Which one?
Performing. It was one of them. Arsenio. Whew. Would you believe me if I said Arsenio?
Yeah. He had Prince on there a few weeks ago.
It boosted his ratings like 800%.
We didn't talk about that, did we ever? Yeah. So there's one black
Prince
family.
Prince was on that one show too. New Girl.
There's one black family in my hometown of Brownsville.
And it's Prince.
No. No. But there's a one degree of separation.
What?
The black family lives in my town. Now some of them live other, but because they grew up, you know, Sam Pierce, mm-hmm. He was my friend.
You've
in
seen him. You've seen him wearing purple.
No. His mom works in the bank, which the Key Bank in Brownsville.
Wait, they just closed.
They're closing in June. Key Bank in Brownsville is closing. That's true. Anyway, Sam Pierce posted on Facebook, check out my cousins tonight. They're in Prince's backing band.
Oh.
The backup
singer.
Oh, I
think we did mention that last week.
Yeah,
that
I thought
you say
so.
It.
Yeah, the bass player.
Hmm.
Yeah. So, and then they talked to
That'd
Kevin.
That'd be a tough job to be the bass player for Prince.
Yeah, I don't think it'd be easy. Probably wouldn't even be easy to be a backup singer because he's probably like a Hitler.
You'd have to, you know, like make it rain with your arms like backup singers do. You know what I'm talking about? They kind of go, ooh,
yeah.
While they're singing and shaking their hips.
But it would have to be purple, though.
Purple arm rain.
He's like, make it rain purple with your arms, bitch. Make it rain purple with your arms, bitch. You're out
that
of the
sounded
band.
Like that little thing that he kind of, when he starts going into that little thing in the middle of Purple Rain. Goes,
yeah, you want to stop fucking making a burn paper purple rain with your arms, bitch, when you're singing back
that's
up.
Probably where it came from. And he's like, I'll change those lyrics by the time we go on tour.
Because you'll know to make it rain, bitch.
Yep.
Oh, man. Do you ever go to a hockey game ever?
Yeah.
My wife loves hockey. She gets hocked up.
What?
Yeah. That's the only sport she has any interest in. Apparently, a former boyfriend of hers used to take her to the Portland hockey team.
Okay. Yeah, that's I've gone there a couple
Timberwolves,
times.
Timberwolves? Is that what it is?
No, it's the Winter Hawks.
Winter Hawks, that's it. Timberwolves is soccer, right?
Soccer is just Timbers, the Timbers.
Well, who's the Timberwolves? Minnesota?
Yeah, Minnesota.
Oh, we were talking about Minnesota. Yep. That's why I thought that. No, there's an Idaho place where people go to see hockey.
Spuds.
The CenturyLink Arena.
The Spuds.
No, they're pissed, dude. They recently...
Idaho Pissed? That's their team name?
I don't know who the hockey team is, but the fans are the ones who are pissed.
Oh.
Because they just realized that the $4 small beer cups hold the exact same amount as beer as the $7 large cups, but the large cups just look taller because they're skinnier.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a video now with the $4 beer and the $7 beer. They drink the $7 beer, and then they pour the $4 beer into the $7 bill, and it fills it all the way up. So they're trying to have a class action lawsuit against CenturyLink Arena in Boise for overcharging these people. Oh, I'll get the big one. $3 extra for no extra beer.
That is, why would you do that?
Make the lawsuit?
No. Why would you, you know, I mean.
And now they're
on the company's end, why would you not give more beer when they're spending more? That's weak.
Well, it looks bigger because it's taller.
I know, but still, I mean, it's not like fucking the $3 difference. You know, if it was a bigger cup, you'd still make $2.97.
And of course, you know, like if you have a 16-ounce cup, you have to fill it all the way up to the rim to get a full 16-ounce
with brim
or Coors Light or whatever it's going to be. So there's like those fucking see-through plastic cups.
Yeah.
And so there's like a line. They usually fill it up to the little line underneath the little lip.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a little tiny bit of difference, and this big. So they're saying that there's 4 ounces. That one is a 16-ounce cup, and one's a 20-ounce cup. But I don't think that there's four. I think they're still lying. And they're saying that we're going to increase the large to a 24 ounce so there's more difference between them.
Yeah, but still, I mean.
But you watch the
you
video.
You could buy,
dude.
If you bought two 16 ounce, you'd have 32 ounces for $6, or you could pay $7 for 20 ounces.
Yeah, but you still.
Or $4, I guess. But still,
watching that video, dude, I can't show it on here, and I don't even have it queued up for you to watch, but maybe we'll watch it later.
They are
in the stadium, and they're like, okay, here's a beer that I just bought for $7.
Oh, I believe it.
And it just it fills it right up to the top.
I believe it. That's but what just, would they be losing? They still, like, and it only costs like $6 to give them some actual extra beer.
I know.
Or 6 cents.
Yeah, and they're still making a killing, even though they, and they're, I think if it's a 4 and 7, you should get twice as much beer. For $7, then four. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Buy one for four, get two for seven.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was saying, yeah.
Fuck,
four
dude.
Extra. Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Fucking four extra. I could buy two of these and I'd get fucking 32 ounces. Hey, that's right. That's what you were saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
You buy two 16-ounces for $8, and for an extra dollar, you get an extra 12 ounces.
And what's with those fast food places you go to, and they have no small? They got medium, large, and extra large, and there's no small.
Yeah.
You can't get a small. What's up with that? That doesn't make any...
And here's another thing about drive-thrus.
Yep.
I have learned now to minimize my time at the drive-thru.
How?
By saying what they want and need to hear... As they're punching shit in, because I have time and time again went in and said, hi, welcome to Dumbfucks. Can I take your order?
Uh-huh.
Hi, Dumbfucks. I'd like to get a large Dumbfuck with a meal with no cheese or whatever. You know, I'm saying no onions, no tomatoes. It's not hard. I want a number two meal with no onions, no tomatoes, and a Coke to drink. And they're like, okay, would you like small, medium, or large? Wait. Would you like medium large or extra large? And I was like, medium, whatever. And they're like, okay, so that was with no extra tomatoes or no? No, it was no onions and no tomatoes. And what did you like to drink? I said Coke. So in order to minimize all that bullshit, you got to drive up there and say, hi, I would like a medium number two with no onions and no tomatoes and a Coke to drink. And they'll go, okay, sir, your total will be $5.97. Please pull for.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I don't want to be trained like that. I feel like a fucking seal.
I know.
I'm just now balancing a ball.
You're into the McDonald's machine.
It's not McDonald's. I don't go to McDonald's anymore.
Where do you
go? They're all bad. Where was this? Oh,
Del Taco.
No, my wife sent me to Carl's Jr.
Oh.
And I got what
you get for not going to Pizza Now.
I was in Eugene. There's no Pizza Now down there. So I went there and I got what's not on the menu, really. It's not on the drive-thru menu.
What?
It's called a Big Burger.
Can't do that.
It's a big hamburger with cheese.
Add bacon.
That's an extra fucking dollar right there.
Yeah, but it's worth it.
Are you sure? No. Bacon's worth everything, right?
Some people is worth everything.
Bacon. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. We were going to talk about... Okay, so I was just thinking about on Monday's show, we were talking about Led Zeppelin.
Real quick, though, did you hear Wesley Warren Jr. died? This last week, he was 49.
Is he a sports guy?
No, they didn't say how he died, but I suspect it has something to do with that 132-pound scrotum he was carrying around.
Oh, that guy from wherever?
No, this looked like a local man, not that Indian guy that pounds bread on his balls.
So this is a different dude?
It must be, yeah.
With huge balls.
Mm-hmm. And this guy was only 49, too. That guy's like 80.
Huh. So he died from having too big of
balls? I don't know. They didn't say how he died, but I just suspect that it has something to do with that.
Yeah, it probably does. Well, it just goes to show you guys.
All right.
You need to keep your balls small.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I don't like being bragging about having big balls. Somebody say, yeah, my balls, they hang low. Mine are up there tight up in there.
You know what I heard?
Cows?
I heard cows and Led Zeppelin stole all their riffs from cows.
No, they sold them from old blues people. But, you know, you were asking me last...
That's who I call those guys cows.
Moo, moo, moo.
Yep.
Moo. No, but you were asking, you know, you like, you said you like Jimmy Page on Monday. We were talking. You said you like Jimmy Page. And I said, yeah, I like him. He was innovative, but he was a fucking thief. Okay, you know the song Dazed and Confused?
For so long.
It's not true that he wrote it. He didn't write
what?
It. Okay, so when he played in the Yardbirds.
I know who wrote it, Matthew McConaughey.
No, but that's close. I don't know why that's close, but it comes close to the guy. His name, it's a weird name. But there was a guy who opened for the Yardbirds in 1967, and he had a hit song that he sang called Dazed and Confused. Now, it was a little bit faster, and then the Yardbirds redid it on their next tour because they liked it. So they were doing a cover of this song, and the words are different. Been dazed and confused.
So what you're saying is...
And I feel like a cat.
So what you're saying is...
And so then he did it on Led Zeppelin 1 and said it's Dazed and Confused, written by Jimmy Page and Robert Plant. Flat out. And when you hear it,
so
I can't
what you're
find
saying,
it right now. I can't find it.
What you're saying is that Led Zeppelin was a local band. And they played with other local bands and took the best songs of the local bands and redid them their own and released it as an album.
It wasn't really local ones. They stole from other blues people.
Like songs that hadn't been known.
Well, they might not have been known.
Well, yeah, scarcely known.
They wouldn't be known until like 20 years later when people said, hey, this was someone else's song. There's an instrumental on the first song of Side 2 called Black Mountain Way or something.
Yeah, right. By that old blues guy, Joe Walsh.
No. It was by this weird jazz dude. And it was like,
yeah, I know.
It's an instrumental and it's like note for note. And it says written by, I can't find it now, dude.
Jimmy Carl Page. Missed.
No, and then later they got sued by all these people, and they actually had to change the credits.
Is that song in the movie?
What song?
Dazed and Confused. I don't think it is.
I don't think it is either. They probably couldn't get the rights to it from the guy that opened for the Yardbirds.
Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, I can't remember. It's weird that I can't fucking... Oh, I know why now.
Dude, isn't he like 10 years older than everyone else in that movie?
It reminded me of 21 Jump Street original. Like, why is he so old and going to high school? Well, I mean, what the fuck?
I think he just still hung out with the high schoolers because that's what he did.
Yeah, because he was trying to get some poon.
Yeah.
Trying to get some poon tang. Because that's what Moth... Did you watch...
Now he's buying clubs in Dallas, I heard.
Did you watch True Detective?
Yeah. I watched all 18 seasons.
Because everybody's talking about it. But I don't hear a word they're saying. They were making...
I can imagine.
They were making fun of him on some show, maybe Saturday Night Live or one of those
makes
funny
sense.
Shows. But, yeah, apparently.
What do you think about it? What are people saying?
They were just saying that
it
was good.
What are you thinking about it?
Well, he says a catchphrase. Maybe he says, all right. Did he say that a lot?
It's a weird show because it takes place in three different timelines and there are three very different people within those timelines, both of them. And they have different attitudes towards each other in those three timelines, right?
I guess.
Like, one's, say, 12 years ago, they just met each other and were getting to know each other, partners on the force. And then 5 years after that, they get into a falling out and then don't see each other for 7 years when they have to testify in this case that they were on 12 years ago.
Huh. It does sound like, I mean, I'm interested in it. I just don't have HBO, so I didn't get a chance.
How are you going to knock on a show with Woody Harrelson and Matthew McConaughey in it, dude? How?
I don't know.
See, that's the thing. That's why people love it.
Can you knock on them?
That's why. If you don't love it, you're a fool, right? That's what it is.
Dude, are you calling
me? It's all right. I mean, just fucking, sure. You know, it's HBO. It's well done. It's well acted. It's well written. Yeah, there you go.
Right on. That's your review of the show, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to try to
watch it. It's not like I'm not running out and telling people to go watch it like I did with, I don't know what show. Other shows. I've touted, but, you know, I didn't feel the need to tout True Detective that much, really.
Well, everybody else is touting that shit, and now that it's over...
It was 8 episodes.
Yeah.
And the next season will be a completely different cast and a different storyline.
That's kind of like American Horror Story.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. You know, now that it's over, and now that I think about it a little bit, it was pretty cool. You know, I mean, you know, I don't. That's all I would say about it. Like, you know, if you had a way to watch it,
it's pretty cool.
You'd watch it. You know, right? It's 8 episodes. It's not that long. It ain't cool. Not like no 4,400. Where you're just starting to get to season 3.
Yeah, it takes a while, and I got so much other shit that I'm always watching, so whatever.
I don't imagine if you still had to watch The Wire.
I know. Somebody said something about The Wire the other day on a comedy.
Everybody was talking about The Wire.
And he said, you look like so-and-so, and he's like, you mean from The Wire or from this show? It was just like
everybody always talking about The Wire.
Yep, it's gained its place in.
I know. Cult now that classic. One guy's on commercial, Lieutenant Daniels.
Yeah, he's on a lot of stuff.
He's
actually.
Getting commercial gigs.
Commercial gigs. How come this isn't working? Oh, could I turn it down?
So they stole. So they're stealing the stuff, right?
Like Led the whole Zeppelin. Album, except for two songs.
Now, do you consider that stealing? Okay, let me hear one of theirs. What is this?
This is... Let me go back a little bit. This is traditional folk singer Bert Jans.
This is Dazed and Confused?
Nope. This is traditional folk singer Bert Jans.
I know, but what's it?
You'll hear it in just a second. Oh. I said Black Mountain Way or Black Mountain okay. Side. See, this has lyrics, though. Jimmy Page made it into an instrumental. Black Waterside was what it was called. Now, Jimmy Page took it and took the lyrics out and changed it to Black Mountainside. And added a little tombola drum there in there. And you'll hear when he goes into the part that sounds like the... Just sped it up a little bit, and it says, written by Jimmy Page.
Is that inspired, you know, the inspiration, or is it thievery?
It's pretty much note for note. He just sped it up a little bit and didn't sing on it. But he didn't say this was a song by Bert Jans. He said this is written by Jimmy Page.
Hmm. What's the actual copyright law
Jake
at
Holmes.
The time?
Jake Holmes did Dazed and Confused in 1967. It's way different. I mean, it's still got the descending. Dazed and Confused.
I mean, shit, that was probably like song 3. Yeah. You know, in history.
Yeah. So the words are different. And then the Yardbirds did it, and Jimmy Page says it has no recollection. Dazed and confused as it stays it go. Am I being choosed? Well, I'd just like to know. Pretty much you can tell.
Give me
it's
a clue
Dazed
as to where I am at. Yeah, it's hard to argue against that one.
Yeah. You feel like a mouse and you act like a cat. And then the Yardbirds did it. This is the Yardbirds with Jimmy
I'm
Page.
Dazed and confused. Is it stay? Is it go?
With the original lyrics.
I just want to know.
So was it just like a song he always had in his back pocket or whatever? Or?
No, not until that guy opened for the Yardbirds in 1967. And then they started doing it. And then
yeah, that's what I was saying. Kind of like you're stealing the other local band's material because you're going to be the one to make it big.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then but it's... Hmm.
And it never said anything about Jake Holmes. It just said written by Jimmy Page and...
What if an area just had one band that played every weekend, but all the writers wrote for that band, and that band just played their music?
That'd be weird. See, it sounds so much better, though, when they do it, for some reason.
Well, probably studio money at the time, probably, right?
I guess.
Studio time and extra layers and a producer at that time, I guess, would probably be important. Access to that kind of gear.
Yeah. I guess so, and they had a more bigger budget.
But all those albums, none of them were really acclaimed at the time anyway, were they?
No, I don't think so. No, but it says that every song has a part in it that was stolen from someone else except for two, and those were covers by Willie Dixon. And They're like, why didn't they just say they stole those two? But, you know, all these cases that are documented were sued.
No, Dazed and Confused one's pretty hard to dispute.
Yeah. And that one right there is a part from a... Jeff Beck, Bolero, which Bolero is a classic song, but he made this acoustic or this arrangement Mm-hmm. Jimmy Page played guitar on it. Now listen to this Led Zeppelin song.
Did Chris Novoselic steal when he did the beginning of that one song?
No. Come on, people.
Yeah.
So this is the exact ripoff from the Jeff Beck, but it just says written by, and it says he's his oldest friend. Just trying to make Jimmy Page out to be a
well, certainly. I mean, you could force the puzzle pieces together if you wanted.
But then in the second, third, fourth albums, they pretty much started writing their own stuff. Now this is way off. They're thinking Communication Breakdown because it goes dan dan. Totally different.
That just happens in music.
Yeah. They said that the lyrics are nothing like it, but it's clearly based on their song.
Yeah, you could take any album and probably go back into the back catalog and find songs that are similar.
Yeah.
You know, in that way. Maybe not the Dazed and Confused way, but the other one way.
Yeah, for sure.
But I don't know. It depends upon how coked out he was that he actually, maybe he was sitting there in a bar and there was a band playing that Dazed and Confused song and he thought he was sitting there in the bar alone with no band playing because he didn't see him on his little acid trip. And then he's like, this is a cool song. I should write this down.
Well, that could have been the case if it wasn't so documented that the Yardbirds played it themselves on the next tour. And then they said when he asked Jimmy Page, he had no recollection of that song.
Hmm.
But you wrote it the next year.
Yeah.
So
it'd be weird though if suddenly a band just broke big from your area though and then started playing like the best of the local scene.
Oh, this one says there's songs stolen on Led Zeppelin 2 too.
Oh yeah.
It says,
I wrote half of those ones.
This is Muddy Waters. Need Your Love.
Muddy Waters doesn't remember half the stuff he writes.
You don't think so?
Need cooling. Woman way down inside. Woman, you need love. You have some love.
See, that was pretty. You need cooling.
Yeah. Woman way down inside.
And yeah.
Way down inside.
Muddy Waters just did interpretations of other people's songs, so in his own right, you know.
Did
but he?
He
always gave credit and stuff. Well, that Electric Mud album, he did like that Rolling Stones song.
Huh. Yeah. Like, yeah, I guess so. Here's the Small Faces. In 1967.
That ain't Rod, is it?
I think it was
pre-Rod.
Yeah. Did you know that Rod's coming to the Matthew Knight Arena?
Is he going to watch a basketball game? Hey-o!
No, he's going to sing with Carlos Santana.
He's going to be...
it's Santana and fucking
he's going to be
Rod
swallowing
Stewart.
Some milk there.
Dog semen. Okay, we already know how this song goes.
Yeah.
Come on. Okay, here's Killing Floor by Howlin' Wolf.
I should have quit you a long time ago. I should have quit you, babe.
This is the Lemon song.
Long time ago.
Pretty much.
I should have quit you.
A couple strong cases there, but I don't know, man. So long ago, what are you going to do to him now?
Well, they sued in the 80s, I guess.
Yeah.
Let's see what else they got here. I'm just skipping around. Apparently, they stole everything. This is Watch Your Step.
You better.
By some dude I've never heard of. That's every song right there.
But you wouldn't be listening to this song if it wasn't for Led Zeppelin doing that.
That's right. So they're probably stoked. Well, they're not stoked because this is just a YouTube mix. Oh, I know.
Did you know
Moby Dick?
Yep. Did you know 420 is on Easter this year?
Yes, I did. Jesus is raising from the dead to smoke a bowl.
Yep.
It's fucking awesome. So anyway, that's enough about Led Zeppelin's plagiarism.
Did you know a female was born in India recently?
Every day.
With two heads?
I did see that. I skipped it because it freaked me out.
No, you were broken.
They lived.
You were broken.
They're alive, right?
I didn't. They freaked me out.
I've heard they have the earliest case of ADHD. I was broken. They have ADHD as babies. They can't keep between the two brains of them. They can't keep themselves together. Was it a boy or girls?
They were one of each.
Was it?
No.
That's fucking weird when that happens. That happens.
I think it was just one girl with two heads.
A two-headed girl. God, that's the worst.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing you want them to... Well, maybe not. Just as long as... It'd be better if they were dumb.
Yeah.
Like if they couldn't speak. I want them to be smart, but dumb. I want you to think a lot and have good ideas, but don't speak because that ruins everything. Did you ever get diagnosed with ADHD when you were a kid?
Huh?
What were we talking about?
It was only softly.
So you never went to a doctor or got prescribed with Ritalin or Adderall or any of that stuff? Or what's this new
I don't really go to the doctor to get diagnosed with things very often.
Risperdal, have you heard of that? It's for ADHD.
Okay.
They're all getting sued because it causes, and my wife talked about this a lot, she doesn't agree with this statement, that it causes young boys to grow female breasts. And she's like, they're not female breasts because they're on a male. Well, it says 19-year-old John was just 7 when he began taking Risperdal for ADD. And now, first, he became aggressive and sleepy, which is fucking ironic. Because
aggressive and sleepy.
And he developed bowel problems. But the biggest shock came when he was 14.
So he was aggressively sleepy.
And having bowel problems.
He was violently shitting the bed.
Yeah, and then the biggest shock, which you'd think that would be it right there, but the biggest shock was when he turned 14 and started developing women's breasts. And my wife vehemently argued with me about, they're not women's breasts, they're men's. It's male breasts.
Mm-hmm.
It has a hormone in it, this drug does, apparently, called prolactin, which stimulates breast growth.
Oh, but isn't that the stuff on the 4400?
Prolactin, yeah. No, it's promyacin.
Are you at
promyacin?
Okay. I was wondering if you were at that point.
But this is called gynecomastia. It's irreversible.
All gynecomastia.
Gynecomastia. But yeah, apparently you take this, it makes you think straighter, but you have boobs. It's clearly stated in the FDA-approved labeling as a possible side effect, so there's no way that you can sue him, they're saying. You should just be happy because he's got ADHD. He can't get a date. At least he could stay home and play with his own titties. One of them...
For hours on end as he's all geeked out,
yeah,
right?
He's all, look at these titties. I can't believe how many titties. They said in the clinical trials, fewer than of 2,000 children, only 43 developed bigger breasts, one of whom was only 4 when he developed a breast on one side that began producing milk.
Breasts on one side?
On
his back?
No, just on one side. Maybe on his bottom
his
side.
Back breast began to lactate.
Yeah. The treatment for unbridled breast growth is as unthinkable as the disorder. Painful removal of the breasts.
You know, they just... No, but what I was going to say was...
Translation?
No, what I was going to say is, I mean, some people say, like, a lot of milk and proteins and hormones early will produce memories.
Oh, thanks for the memories.
Mm-hmm.
They do produce good memories.
Mm-hmm.
If you keep those memories close to my heart, that's what...
Don't go breaking my memories.
Oh, I won't go breaking your memories. So do you think that they're male breasts or female breasts?
Well, no, she's right, semantically.
Because it's a male. You can't grow a female part. Well, what if a male person grew a vagina? That's a female body part, right? A female vagina. Female breasts.
Yeah, I don't think there could be such a thing as a male vagina, could there, though?
Yeah, and is it considered a breast on a man? Or is it a chest or a pec? Toral?
Well, I mean, when you eat a chicken breast, is that not of a male chicken?
I don't know. I thought it was all female breasts.
I don't know. Oh, that's interesting. But there are some animals, though, that the male gives milk, right? The sperm whale.
A goat.
I thought there was, I don't know. No, there's those two thing. There's those two animals we talked about that one time. Remember that the females have boners. Remember that?
Females have boners?
Yeah. Remember the females had boners too?
No. I know that seahorses carry the babies. Male seahorses are the only people. They're not people. They're seahorses. Have you ever had a seahorse? Male seahorses actually carry the child in their ball sack, I think, or something. Well, not the ball sack, but something. Someone just... This is breaking news. Oh, no, it's ZappaCast. Sorry. We're going to get to some ZappaCast, you guys. Sorry we haven't been releasing too many, but... got a message from somebody here that says, just found the site 27 minutes ago. Catching up now. It's going to take longer than 27 minutes for you to catch up, buddy. I'll tell you that for sure. We got 50-some episodes, I think, up over there. Check it out, ZappaCast.
That's for sure. Somebody just downloaded a bunch the other day, I saw.
So we thank you guys for your downloads, and we thank you guys for your new listeners out there who have been slowly finding us, and comics that I meet. That it really means a lot to me when you come up to me and say, hey, I really enjoy your podcast. You guys have a fucking... And then when I came out after losing the contest last Friday, said I didn't make it through. And that guy goes, doesn't matter, dude. At least you got a kick-ass fucking podcast. I was like, all right then. Excellent. Excuse me very much.
It's the hyena, dude.
Oh, that's female clitoris that's 7 inches long.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's still a female clitoris, in my opinion, which don't mean
Did much. You know argonauts are a type of octopus?
Argonauts?
Yep.
No, but I heard Argo was the best movie of all time.
You know, they have a special arm which they use to transfer their sperm to the female.
What?
Yeah, it's called a hectoctulus.
Hectoctulus?
Yep.
Huh.
Yeah, well, it kind of just takes the sperm and shoves it in there because she has a hard shell.
Wow. Hope you guys are writing this shit down because we're learning a lot today here at the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show.
You know, flatworms have both male and female genitalia?
No. So you could really tell them to go fuck themselves, and they could actually do it.
You know, when they mate, they fight with their penises in order to decide which one of them will be the female and develop eggs.
They fight with their penis.
They sword fight to see which one has to be the bitch.
Wow. The eggs. And now, okay. What is this animal again?
It's the flatworm.
The flatworm.
Yep.
The flatworms.
They fight with their sharp penises, and the winner is the first one to penetrate the flesh of the other.
Sharp penises.
Yep.
Dude, that's worse than anything.
Scientists named it penis fencing.
Could I get a foil? I don't want to be stuck in the face with a sharp penis. That's weird, dude. That's almost as weird as dolphins raping people with their prehensile penises. Like, they could pick shit up with their dick.
Huh?
Like a monkey picks up something with his tail?
Mm-hmm.
Prehensile. That's the word of the day, kids. Prehensile.
You know, kangaroos have three vaginas.
No, one of them's a pouch, dude.
No, there's two vaginas that go to the uterus, and then the third one is just for birth.
Yeah, but you could fuck that, too.
Yeah, you could, but yeah.
I heard a comic recently talking about the triple vagina kangaroo before. That's crazy.
Yep.
It's weird how when you just, we've talked about it before, and I say it all the time. When you've never heard of anything forever, and then you hear about something for the first time. And then 3 days later, hey, it's weird. I just heard about that. Which, speaking of just hearing about that, we didn't get to talk about this last week or Monday. What about that Malaysian plane that they thought disappeared?
What?
That they thought it disappeared. Remember? Did you hear about it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and now they said it's hijacked.
Yeah.
Because four people had two passports. And they're Chinese people.
You know, I'm not going to believe it just because I see it in the paper. It could be anything, but it's very realistic. Sure, why not?
Because first they're like, oh, it just fell off the radar, which is weird to me, of course.
I thought the weird thing was that they found no debris, though, not that it was why it went missing or whatever.
Because it didn't crash.
Well, where did it go?
They hijacked it. They don't know where it went. This is the weird thing. So apparently when you shut off all communication on the plane, however they snipped this wire or whatever, this is kidding, but that's, you know, they cut down all, so it's not being transmitted. But there's still a huge fucking chunk of metal in the sky that should have been able to be picked up by a blip radar, right?
Mm-hmm.
You'd think. But apparently you can't because it just disappeared. But it didn't disappear. It just disappeared from the signal. It never crashed. It landed somewhere. They made it wherever they hijacked it to. But now it's just a big cover-up. Now Miley Cyrus is going to do something weird. And Justin Bieber is going to do... Well, he already was like... Did you see his deposition with that fucking lawyer?
No, I chose not to watch it.
Dude, it was pathetic.
I can imagine.
He's so fucking... He's such a douche. He just acts like... I don't know. He's weird.
You have any political music? I want to get political.
You want to get political?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that old song by Olivia?
Let's give political.
I want to get political.
Dude, how many fucking headband leg warmers did she sell?
Probably a lot. So yeah, let's see if I can come up with some patriotic music for you to talk about. All right. We don't do this very often on the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show, but right now we are going to do it. Argo. We said Argo again.
Dude, we should weird out that whole song.
Okay, let's do it. All
right.
Let's get political. Want to get political. Political.
Very nice.
I want to get political.
No, did you see Obama on Between Two Ferns?
No, but I heard about it, and some people were pissed.
Why were people pissed?
Because they didn't know that it was a fucking joke.
People are dumb.
I know. They're like, that's disrespectful. Why would he ask such questions to the president of the United States? And it's on a website called Funny or Die.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get political. Yeah. Okay.
Some people didn't get the website premise, the premise of the show, or comedy in general.
Yeah. People don't know. I haven't watched yet. I'm going to, but I just haven't yet. So we'll see.
Yeah,
was it funny? Or was it dry?
Well, it's always dry.
Political. Was it
political? Just like the show. You know, there was some funny barbs back and forth.
Did he ask political questions?
A couple. But he didn't really... He was there to push the website. You know, obviously. But he also made fun of The Hangover 3, which I thought was fucking hilarious, because I thought that of The Hangover fucking 1.
Yeah. I don't really think... Yeah. I don't know how it got so popular. You know who Brody Stevens is? Comedian? He's got a new show.
Yeah, I'm sure
Central.
I'd know him if I saw him,
he was
but
in the
I
Hangover.
Know the name.
But, you know, he was in The Hangover, and, like, Tom Green was asking him, oh, well, how is it, you know, what did you think when you were filming The Hangover? Did you, like, oh, this is going to be the next big... He's like, nobody anticipated it being... It was just another one of those goofy comedies that we were doing.
Just another stupid...
And it should have been just another, but something happened. People promoted it the right way, and...
There was none.
I know, it sucked, dude. We're getting political about Hangovers.
Why that movie?
I would rather watch Xanadu myself.
I saw an early version of Zach Galifianakis.
Yeah?
On some show, but I can't remember what show it was.
What was he doing? Was he doing stand-up?
No. Mm-mm.
What was he doing?
I don't remember. I don't even remember what show it was on.
Was it that old, older series that he had?
No, he was just a bit part in there.
Oh. Listen to that guitar solo, dude.
Who's on guitar right there?
I don't know, but it's pretty good. Olivia Newton-John is just taking a shower right now.
I bet that's Prince.
She's all covered in water, but she's got her whole workout outfit on.
You think, Hans would play guitar for Olivia Newton-John?
He won't even play guitar for Griefhammer. I don't think he would. He maybe after the kids grow up and if she was going to go on a nationwide county fair tour, he might for the right dollar. She'd have to make her body talk, though.
Yeah.
They're getting animal now. Okay, let's get rid of that. Okay, thanks for that political talk there.
Hey, no problem.
Don't know if you're done or not, but we're
done. Nope, that was it.
You're done.
It had to have been that one movie, Bubble Boy, from 2001.
Oh, Zach was in that?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
He played Bus Stop Man.
Well, what do you know? That was before he was popular, though. Mm-hmm.
What did you think of that movie?
It was pretty funny.
The guy was in a bubble.
Do you think it was a Seinfeld ripoff? Bubble Boy. Remember the Bubble Boy?
It had Danny Trejo in there.
I haven't watched.
He was the bus driver guy or the motorcycle.
He shows up in little parts so much that it's hard to remember when he's in a movie.
Yeah. How many movies do you think that guy's been in?
Probably 150.
More than Obama.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that. He was on a couple episodes of Marin, the series. Ah! That's a Farmer John Tape Nose laugh that I was making fun of the other night.
That was a laugh?
Yeah. Right. You'll say something funny and he'll go,
over 250 film and TV roles as I said of 2013 October.
Yeah. He was in Marin in an AA meeting, and he was Mark Maron was his sponsor. And that's a new season coming up. Watch that on IFC. I like that show, Mark Maron.
He played Umberto Rubina in Grand Theft Auto Vice City.
He plays a lot of drugged out people and hardcore.
He plays himself in Call of Duty Black Ops.
Awesome. That's a good role. It's hard to play.
Where would that come up? Oh, hey, we're just ransacking this house. Oh,
hey, it's Danny Trejo. Should we shoot him or just let him go? No, he's got to make more movies, man.
You remember him in Death Wish 4?
Nope.
Did you watch Death Wish 4?
I don't think so. Charles Bronson, he must have been a youngster. Well, no, he's old.
I don't think so. He's like 70 now.
Yeah, he's always looked like he's 70. Like, he's always looked pretty rolled up.
I don't think he looks 70. I just think he is 70.
Oh, he looks 70 to me. He's looked 60 for 50 years.
He was in Maniac Cop 2.
Ooh, with Harvey Keitel? I don't know if he's in that or not.
Couple episodes in Baywatch, he played Chulo.
Cholo?
No, he played Cholo number 2 in Reasonable Doubts that year, but in Baywatch, he was Chulo.
Oh. Wow. Oh, yeah, I already asked this, but not since that last week. Did you watch Conan ever? Did you watch Conan?
No, I don't get that channel.
TBS? You don't get TBS? You don't get TBS?
Nope, I don't.
Well, fuck, man. Anyway, Ian Carmel was on there last week. It was pretty cool.
Right on.
A week ago today, on Wednesday, Ian Carmel did a nice little 6-minute set.
Mm-hmm.
Telling some new jokes I'd never heard before.
Yeah.
You heard about that video where of all the strangers kissing that went viral?
No.
You might have saw it on Facebook, maybe not. All these people, like feminist girls and weird fucking people, were posting it. Oh, this is so sweet. You know, strangers meet and it's on camera and they've got to make out. Turns out they were all actors. It was a ad for some fucking clothing company or something, and everybody was bummed because it wasn't real.
Yeah.
And then Chelsea Lately on her show was having a lot of her staff members going to kiss.
Mm-hmm.
And Ian Carmel was going to have to kiss another guy. I can't remember who it was, but it was funny. He's been getting a lot of airtime. All my friends, I'm jealous of my friends.
Did you hear about that one, that organization of celebrities, Cock?
Celebrity organization of Celebrity Cock?
No, it's called Cock. Celebrities Opposing Kirk Cameron.
Oh. C-O-K-C?
Mm-hmm.
Cock.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, why are they opposing him? Is he on another...
Because he's a fucking nutbag, dude.
Is he on a drug-fueled...
Dude, it's an actual thing.
Way?
They have a video, too. You should check that out. Maybe play that on air. It's like 30 seconds or something.
It's a cock video?
C-O-K-C. Yeah, they're against Kirk Cameron because of his nutbaggery. Did you know... Danny Trejo is in the Sepultura video Attitude.
No, I did not know that.
That's right, he was.
Celebrities opposing?
I don't know, it spells cock somehow.
Well, I don't know. So what's his douche, what's he douching out about? Oh, CCOC, child yeah, celebrities opposing.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay, it's Seacock.
All right, yeah. I knew it was something like that.
Does he hate gay people?
No, because he's a religious nutbag.
I know, so he hates gay people.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
It says that their video got popped.
What's that mean?
I don't know. Kurt Cameron may hate the gays, but that doesn't mean all former child actors do.
That's what it is.
CCOKC gets popped. Okay.
I am a cock.
I'm a cock, too. I'm a proud member of COCK.
We are child celebrities opposing Kirk Cameron.
COCK. And together, we're pledging to raise awareness about a serious threat to our civil rights.
Kirk Cameron's stupid opinions.
Kirk claimed that homosexuality is detrimental and ultimately destructive to the foundations of civilization.
As former child stars ourselves, we don't want to be associated with that horseshit.
Kirk believes that gay and lesbians are destroying everything.
This is Josie Davis from Charles and Charles.
Like fabulous little termites.
But straights outnumber gays like 9-1.
Honestly, as world killers go, the Y2K bug had a better shot.
Let's not forget, most of the foundations of civilization were invented by the ancient Greeks.
We all know what they were getting into. Each other.
One word. Bathhouses.
You ever seen Caligula?
Look, we've met Kirk, and he's a very pleasant guy.
The problem is, he's one of us. And he should know better.
Kirk is friendly with a lot of cocks.
As young actors, we grew up around gay people. They were our wardrobe stylists, our hairstylists, our... I'm sure they did other things too, but mainly they were stylists.
Our experience in the entertainment industry showed us that most homosexuals are kind, hardworking people.
Sure, some of them are assholes.
Neil Patrick Harris. I want my money, dude.
But Kirk, like all of us, lived and worked in the company of homosexuals for years, and I would challenge him.
I would challenge him to name one thing they ever did to hurt him, his community, or civilization as a whole.
Criminal activities not included, okay? Criminals.
Omar coming.
Like Omar from The Wire.
Who's that?
I want to discriminate Omar against gay criminals.
Why should it matter to you if two consenting adults want to, bump this into?
See, The Wire's everywhere.
I know.
Oh, I like that.
Scissoring.
Whoops. Sorry.
Sword fighting.
Penises.
Rub that.
Oh, you're good.
Lesbian, gay, bi, and transgender people.
You know, the ones who aren't criminals.
These cocks all work for free.
All they want is the inalienable right of every human being.
And they got to keep their cock shirts, too.
And cuddling in peace.
Really? Isn't that what we all want?
I'm a cock.
Dude, Kirk Cameron is a freaking freak.
And Kirk, you're just a dick.
Kirk Cameron's a dick. Unfriended. Getting all up in Kirk Cameron's ass.
You hear Kim Jong-un?
Nope.
Kim Jong-un got elected unanimously this last week. He was elected again.
For what?
Whatever. Leader of his cunt of North Korea.
Leader of his cunt? North Korea?
Yeah, he won the election. 100% voter turnout.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I think that only happens at gunpoint.
Well, yeah. Do the little kids get to vote, too, since they have to work?
Sure. But, yeah, 100% voted for him.
That doesn't happen, does it? Well there was no other choice, right? Okay.
It was either yes or no was the two choices you had.
And if you said no, then you still didn't vote for anyone else.
Well, no, then you were dead before you got a chance to vote, actually. I think they shot you. If you're going to check no, I think they just shoot you.
Dude, you're freaking me out right now because that could totally be true, but I don't really...
I think it is true.
I don't want to believe that.
I think it is true.
Okay, so if you don't vote, if you vote no, you're gonna. We want you to vote yes or no for the TagCast podcast to keep doing our show. If you vote yes, we will keep doing it. If you vote no, we will kill you. We will send a person out. We will kill you, dead.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to keep
vote or die, motherfucker.
That's right. Back to the South Park. But yeah, you hear this bass solo in the background.
Uh-uh.
Listen.
Is that Paco Gestorius?
No, that's Giza Butler.
You ever listen to much Paco?
Nope. Hans does sometimes. He's not listening to Paco. Do you like to listen to Paco Gestorius or is it Jocko Pistorius? It's Jocko, not Paco. Dude, it's Jocko.
Jocko!
Oh,
are you sure it's not Paco?
I'm pretty sure it's Jocko Pistorius. You totally spoonerized it. Okay, Hans is listening. He's stuck in Seattle area. He was listening to Melvin's on Monday. It's Melvin's Monday. And today is an Earth Wednesday.
Oh, he's listening to Earth?
Yeah.
Is it rare?
No, it's fully cooked.
Oh, so it's not rare Earth?
No, he's listening to an album by Earth called Hibernaculum. Check it out. You know who Earth is, right? It's Kurt Cobain's ex-best friend, Dylan Carlson.
Huh.
Who actually was with him when he purchased a shotgun that blew his head off.
What?
He bought it in his name.
That ain't cool.
Am I right, Hans? Is his name Dylan Carlson? I'm going off memory right now. This album came out in 2007. And sounds pretty doomy. As we hear this, I'll tell you that I busted out my Napalm Death colored vinyl red and made a Farmer Tape Nose listening to The Code is Red, Long Live the Code by Napalm Death. He said, I like listening to this, but I could never play music like this. He also said that about Yob, too. So yeah, Hans, listen to Earth. Check out this album. It's called Hibernaculum.
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 Well, Hibernaculum.
It's kind of like hibernating your naculum.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what a naculum is, but... Oh, yeah, I don't know if we mentioned
I've been listening to Paco.
Paco Gestorius?
Yeah, Paco Gestorius.
Yeah.
And the weather report.
I've been listening to Hugh Gestorius.
Oh!
We forgot to mention on Monday, but we always mention at the very beginning of the show with our little ditty. But go check out Pizza Now.
Pizza Now, I love those guys.
My stomach started growling. I was like, oh, yeah, we got to talk about Pizza Now. Because if you're looking for pizza now, we're listening to Earth. So we're going to go to Pizza Now pretty soon and get us a pizza. They got a pizza of the month right now going on. We didn't know about it last week, or maybe we did on Friday. It's called the BLT.
Which bacon, lettuce, tomato.
Oh, really? I thought it was bacon, Lindberger, and Totino's pizza topping.
Dude, that'd be weird to put a Totino's on top of a pizza.
Yeah. Or just scrape the toppings onto it, take the crust off, or it'd be a crust inside of a crust.
Or you could sprinkle it because it would have that crunchy crust on the top. That'd be kind of cool.
What if you made like a stuffed crust pizza, but it was just stuffed with Totino's pizza?
You could do that with the Totino's, just fold it in half. Microwave it.
Roll it in dough.
Yeah.
Put dough all around a Totino's pizza and then build a pizza on top of it.
And then deep fry it.
I think we're onto something right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard of people deep frying Totino's.
I don't know if I can handle it.
It'd be crispy.
It would be. That's one thing you could say about it. Probably wouldn't be good or good for you.
You know what kind of world we live in? We're in a world where that guy that always says we're in a world has died.
Who's the guy that always says we're in a world?
Hal Douglas. He said it on the movies and TV shows.
We're in a world.
In a world where...
Oh.
Tacos meet burritos. Will Smith.
But this time, it's for real.
Yeah.
In 2007, it was a world that we had lived in before. But in 2014, in a world... I am now dead. Well, that's too bad. Rest in peace there, movie announcer guy. Hey, don't forget, though. We did mention him, but call him up. 928-0900. Pizza Now.
Pizza Now, dude. All the time.
You got Pie Month going on. If you buy a pizza, you'll get a little...
Oh, man.
You get a little sticker that has a coupon that gives you a personal pan pizza, 8-incher. $5, and you get a 24-ounce drink, too.
I wish I had that coupon.
I bet if you looked hard enough, you'd find one.
Oh, I bet you I would.
And there's also a coupon on there that says if you fucking buy two
Cinebreads.
Yep, free Cinebread if you buy two big ass $11 pizzas.
Dude, look how quickly I found them.
I know, it takes no time at all.
Today is Pi Day.
It was on Friday. Friday was
Pi Day.
Pi Day Friday.
I know. Remember that song that was all big for about 3 seconds? Does anybody listen to that anymore?
What, Hard and Firm?
No, Friday.
Oh. Oh, with Rebecca.
Ah, now yeah. You're thinking about it. See, you had already forgotten about it. And remember how fucking huge
you know
that
what
was?
First song came
that
in
was
mind
like
was,
the
thank
Rubik's
God
Cube.
It's Friday. That's the first one that came in.
Dude, that song was as big as the Rubik's Cube.
Funny you mentioned Rubik's Cube.
I know.
Ian Carmel did a joke about Rubik's Cube and people bragging about their kids being so smart and stuff. Oh, my kid just talks Mandarin. He's four years old. It's like, oh, my kid is still in utero. We've been putting unsolved Rubik's Cubes up my wife's vagina. They come out solved.
You know that they say if you speak two languages, you're bilingual, but if you speak one language, you're American.
What does that mean? I don't get it.
It's kind of a slam on Americans.
Yeah, I speak one language. I'm American. I get it.
That's because every other country is so close to each other. We're not really around any other countries for the most part, you know? So we don't... I don't know.
I don't know either.
Ivaca? Dude, this fucking 8-inch, dude.
You like the 8-inch, don't you?
The 8-inch one-topping deep dish, 24-ounce drink, $5!
All right.
I'm going to try one of those.
That's a great deal.
I'm going to try one of those.
All right, so we're going to go get some pizza. We thank you guys for listening. I think it's about time to wrap her up. Oh, what's that? Oh, Earth is still playing. I forgot.
Holy Earth. Sorry. That's not Rare stuff either.
No, Rare Earth was pretty good. I do have one of their CDs. I kind of like it.
Really? You know that's Don Thorpe's favorite band?
No, I didn't. They just want to celebrate.
Oh, another day of living.
Yeah! I just want to celebrate.
Floyd McCullough. Dude, that sounds exactly like the original.
Another day of living.
Just like Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, Floyd McCullough is a plagiarist too. He stole everything from Rare Earth. He just cooked it up a little bit, and now it's like well-done Earth.
He recorded it well.
It's well-recorded Earth. I saw a homeless guy who I didn't think was homeless because his hair was too well done. And then I said, well, it wasn't cooked. It was thanks for that courtesy laugh there. Hey, you guys, thanks for listening on a hump day. If you guys cross your fingers and stick them up your butt, you'll have to wash your fingernails later.
fingernails?
That's not what I was going to say, but that's what came out. I was going to say if you cross your fingers and wish real hard, you might have flames on the show on Friday. So
it'll happen.
Hope the best for that. Thanks again to Floyd for the outro music, even though he plagiarized it from Earth, Wind, and Fire.
They don't want to celebrate at all.
Rare Earth, Wind, and Fire. That was the early shit. All right, you guys, thanks for listening.
Those guys are high on fire.
We'll see.
Rock on.
Rare Earth, high on fire. Metal. God, my nose is plugged. Watch this. Now I'm going to try cocaine. Hello, all you taggots, and welcome to the new version of Plugs. I hope you enjoy it. I'm going to start with some open mics for comedy, if that's what you're into, because I like doing that. Every other Monday, it's at Taylor's Bar and Grill, 13th and Kincaid in Eugene. It's Don't Gong Comedy. You can take a chance at an open mic, and if you suck, they'll gong you. Maybe. It starts at 9 o'clock. It's free. And they have drink specials where they spin a wheel and there's a new special, like every half hour or something. Also on Wednesdays at Tiny Tavern, 4th and Blair in Eugene at 9:30, it's a free open mic with Mac Chase, comedy style. Green Room's on Thursday. That's right inside there at Doc's Pad, 710 Willamette in Eugene. And Friday at the Cush Cafe, 1235 Railroad Boulevard. Another open mic put on by Mac Chase. So plenty of chances for you to go out there and tell jokes and whatnot. And if you just want to go listen to jokes, here's some shows coming up. I'm in Portland on March 26th. It's in Salem at the Shack Bar and Grill, 2865 Liberty Road. David Mascaro and Noriko Ott, hosted by Jesse Priest. It starts at 7 p.m. I believe it's a free show. You got to be 21 to get in there, though. And then on the 27th, the next night, that's at the White Owl Social Club in Portland, 1305 Southeast 8th Street. It's a show that mixes comedy and metal. What more could I love? I wish I could go to it. It's called Lex Hilaris, with Derek Sheen this time, Philip Schellberger, Jordan Kasner, and Alex Rios. Probably some more comics. Hosted by Noriko Ott and a two-piece metal fuzz band, whatever that is. Fuzzed out duo. They're called Towers. It's $2. It's real cheap for metal and comedy at the White Owl Social Club on this 27th. That's a Thursday night. And then on the 28th, it's the Grand Slam Comedy Show at Denny's with, like I said, the first lady to brave the Denny's stage, Gina Ginsburg. Daniel Caceres is probably going to do a set as well, and some more comics are being lined up as we speak. March 29th, the last Saturday of the month, Bleepin' Funny at Sam Bond's Garage in Eugene. Brought to you, as always, by Leanne Joshua. Starts at 5 p.m. It's an early show from 5 to 7. That way you can still get out on your Saturday night and do something else. And this is a free show, and you can bring your kids because it's all ages there until like 8:30, even though it's a bar, but you can bring your kids. It's awesome. April 21st, it's Doug Benson in Eugene at the Wow Hall for the 4th annual 420 show. But it's on 421 because he's always so stoned he doesn't know what day it is. Get tickets for that, probably wowhall.com, or just search Wow Hall Doug Benson Eugene. You know how to use your Google thing. I'm just reminding you of these shows. Like this one, Sunday, March 30th. It's Carcass, Black Dahlia, Murder, Gore Guts, and Noisem at the Hawthorne Theater. It's the Decibel Magazine Tour 2014. Tickets are in advance, $25, $28 at the door. Old Portland famous 80s rockers Black and Blue are back. I don't know if they have the Warrant singer still. Jamie St. James, he filled in for the dead guy. Anyway, April 4th at the Hawthorne Theater. Tickets are $20 in advance, $25 at the door. And then coming to Albany at Lucky Larry's, it's Jason Moser's band Splintered Throne, April 11th. Bringing down Earth to Ashes from Portland as well. That's right off I-5 there at the Albany exit 233. Lucky Larry's. That's going to be a trip. Sold out show with Queens of the Stone Age at the Keller Auditorium in Portland. So if you don't have your tickets, you can just dream about going on April 15th. April 29th, it's Mastodon and Gajira, however you say it, and another band I can't pronounce, at the Roseland Theater. Tickets are $25 in advance and $40 at the door, so don't wait till the day of the show. May 3rd, Fu Manchu at Dante's in Portland, $15. Day of the show or in advance, so those guys are cool. They don't charge you more the day of the show. Also, May 3rd, if you're not into stoner metal, go see a death metal band. Three of them. Nile, Seasons of Suffering, World of Lies. I think there might be four or five bands, actually. I think Necryptic has jumped on the bill. So go check that out. Tickets are $13.50 in advance. If you get them from Tony Avila from World of Lies, you'll get a free poster and some other cool stuff. And other than that, I think that's all that's going on right now. So that's that. Go check out some shows. Go back to Tagcast Podcast and listen to our show. It's funny. Tell your friends about it. And send us a dollar via our PayPal because we need money for new equipment and other stuff like hosting fees and shit like that for the internet. But anyway, thanks for listening. Go out and do some fun and come back and listen to our show. Peace out. It's a holiday in Berlin.